Apparently, Australians are among the worst offenders when it comes to online hate, specifically targeting Muslims. There's a major report that was released today. It coincides with International Human Rights Day, and it looks at that growing problem. The full report is called Islamophobia on the Internet, the Growth of Online Hate Targeting. And it names Australians, alongside Americans and the Brits, as the biggest perpetrators. I'm joined now by Dr. Andre Obler, who's the CEO of the Online Hate Prevention Institute, the Australian harm prevention charity which compiled the report. Thank you very much for coming in, Andre.
Thank you, Walid.
What does the report find?
The report examines 50 Facebook pages. I should stress the report is just on Facebook.
Right.
It looks at these 50 pages which are specifically dedicated to the spread of anti-Muslim hate, and it goes through them extracting images, memes of the sort of comments that are made. In total, there were 349 instances of hate which we documented. These account for 191 different examples, which are all in the report itself. It's freely available. People can download it from our website. Mm-hmm. We break these up into 7 different categories. The categories look at Muslims as a security threat, the idea that Muslims could pose a cultural threat, and it goes through to advocating violence against Muslims as one of the categories.
Right. But this sort of stuff happens on the internet all the time. I mean, what was it that made you think that it was worth looking at this sort of hatred against Muslims specifically when it's happening against all sorts of groups in society?
Okay, so the Online Hate Prevention Institute looks at all forms of online hate. So we have previous reports in a similar sort of methodology and style which look at anti-Semitism.
Right.
We have one looking at attacks against Indigenous Australians and Aboriginal memes. There was a big issue about a year ago. We have an in-depth report on that. We also have a report looking at attacks against the Anzacs and military veterans. So we cover all groups.
Right.
I have a Muslim friend who, as it happens, comes from my time studying at Lancaster University.
Where we've just been, yes.
Yes. My friend there called Amro looked at the work I was doing and said, you know, there's also all this stuff against Muslims. Why aren't you looking at it? Why don't you talk about it? So we started looking at it. We originally aimed to look at 20 hate pages. And the more we looked at it, the worse it appeared, the more of it appeared, you know, the more of it there seemed to be.
Mm. The deeper the hole seems to go.
Exactly. Yeah. The reason we stopped at 50 was because we were running out of time and thought if we just kept going, you know, we'd never publish.
Right, okay. Well, how does it compare then? I mean, you've examined these various, or hate against these various groups. Are there commonalities? Are there differences? Is one group clearly being stigmatised more than another?
We can't talk about the relative levels because the data isn't available. All we have is samples. What I can say is that the largest anti-Muslim hate group, which is only a few months old, has over 117,000 supporters at the moment.
Right.
And it's growing by thousands each day. That's a pretty big problem.
Mm.
The groups are international, but within them we find that the Australian population is overrepresented, as are the Brits and the Americans. And we find that there's certain pages which are specifically targeted to Australia. They have Australia in their name. So we're seeing both a growth in the number of people supporting this, but also, you know, a growth in the acceptability of it. I've just flown back from Sydney, and at the airport I spoke to someone about what I was doing, just, you know, someone standing in the queue.
Mm.
And the first question they asked me was, so are you for or against this?
Right.
The fact that that question could even be raised and that people don't see this, or some people don't see this as a human rights issue. We're not talking about Islam as a religion. We're not talking about political ideology. We're not talking about, questions of international policy. We're talking about the sort of hate speech that if you just changed Muslim in this particular report, if you changed Muslim to black, Jew, Asian, Chinese, etc., the rest of it would still hold up exactly the same. These are classic racist ideas, or many of them are, which have just been replicated and are now targeting at a new community.
Sure, but when you say that part of it is about talking about Muslims as a security threat, that is indelibly political, isn't it? How do you disentangle what here we are calling hatred from what we might call perhaps hate-filled, but nonetheless political or social commentary?
Walid, in the lead-up to the Holocaust, the exact same sort of arguments were made about the Jewish community, that they posed a threat to Britain. In fact, Australia has a rather unfortunate quote up at the Holocaust Museum in Israel, where I think it was in the United Nations, the Australian delegate said, we don't have a Jewish problem in Australia and we don't wish to import one. And that was when they denied refugees coming into this country. They later reversed that policy.
Mm.
But this is not new. The issue is that while some people in different groups and some Muslims in society today are advocating violence. The vast majority of Muslims are not, and you cannot attack an entire segment of society and say, just because you are part of this group that I'm going to broadly identify, I'm going to spread hate against you, I'm going to advocate violence against you. This is the problem we've got. These statements are broad statements against an entire class of people, and you know that just leads to violence and a breakdown in society.
Just final question, where are you looking next? Have you figured out what the next research project is?
We've got two new projects which we want to go into, one looking at hate against people with disabilities. The other one is going to look at homophobia. We're also working on some new software to empower the public.
Right.
The idea is that the public could report things to us through this system as well as reporting it to the platforms, and then we could keep track of the way the platforms are responding. A major issue with this report is Facebook's has had it for 2 months already,
right,
and they've rejected complaints about the individual instances we put in. It's not that they don't know about it. Mm. It's that they don't want to take action on it. That's what's got to change.
Yeah, well, their policy settings on that have always, there's always been a perpetual debate that seems to surround all of that. So it's very interesting research. Thank you very much for coming in and discussing it, and we'll no doubt speak again.
Thank you for having me.
That's Dr. Andre Obler, who's the CEO of the Online Hate Prevention Institute.